The d'Urbervilles Folk and Roots Show.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Hello and a very warm welcome from me, David d'Urberville.
And me, Lee d'Urberville.
Tonight, we're bringing you a special concert edition of the d'Urbervilles Folk and Roots Show with a difference.
Wow.
Well, in a way, it's a tribute. On the weekend, the Cropperty Festival has just come to a conclusion. We decided it would be the most appropriate moment for us to do a tribute to Dave Swarbrick.
Oh, yes.
And this is a piece of archive tape that we've dug out of the BBC archive in Yorkshire, and it dates back all the way to 1989.
Fantastic. 27 years ago.
That's right, when Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy, as their legendary duo, played at Nellie's on Hengate in Beverley.
Wow.
And the whole proceedings was recorded by the BBC engineers back then for the folk show that existed across the network of Yorkshire stations back in those days.
Wow.
So we've unearthed this, given it a bit of a dust down,
yeah.
And we're going for your delectation tonight. In tribute to Dave Swarbrick, who died recently, we're going to play you the highlights of Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy live at Nellie's in Beverley.
Fantastic.
We'll start with a jig and a reel. Warm ourselves up. The humours of Kappa and the Swallowtail. Thank you.
go.
This is called the Brumfield Hill. Now there was a lord in the north country, and he courted a lady gay. As they were riding side by side, I will wager she did lay. I will wager you £500, £500 to one, that a maid I'll go to the bonny green wood, and a maid I will return. And there she sat in her mother's bower tall, and there she made a moan, saying, should I go to the Broomfield Hill, or should I stay at home? Well, up there spoke this witch woman as she sat all alone, saying, you must go to the Broomfield Hill, and a maid you will return. For when you get to the Broomfield Hill, you will find your love asleep, with his hawk, his hound, and his silken satin gown, and his ribbons hanging down to his feet. And you pick the blossom from off of the broom, and the blossom that smells so sweet. And you must lay some down at the crown of his head, and more at the sole of his feet. So she's gone away to the Broomfield Hill, and she's found her love asleep, with his hawk, his hound, and his silken satin gown, and his ribbons hanging down to his feet. And she has picked the blossom from off of the broom, and the blossom that smelled so sweet. And she has laid some down at the crown of his head, and more at the sole of his feet. And she has pulled off her diamond ring, and she's pressed it in his right hand, for to let him know when he wakened from his sleep that his love had been there at his command. When he's awaked out of his sleep and the birds began to sing, they cried, awaken, 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 master, your true love's been and gone. Oh, where were you, my gaygor's hawk, and where were you, my steed? And where were you, my good greyhound, why did you not waken me? Oh, I clapped with my wings, master, and all my bells I rang. I cried, awaken, 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 master, before this lady ran. And I stamped with my foot, master, and I shook my bridle till it rang. But there was nothing at all would awaken you till she had been and gone. So haste, haste, Jimmy Courtwhite steed, to come where she may be, or all of the birds of the Broomfield Hill shall eat their fill or thee. Oh, you need not burst your good white steed by racing to her home, for there's no bird flies faster through the wood than she fled through the broom. This is lovely, Joan.
Oh, God. It's been a long time, you know, I'm telling you.
Wow.
I've got kids older than this song.
So have I. One, two, three, four.
Pretty fair maid, twice good morning, sir, she said. Tipped her the wig and she rolled a dark eye to see to himself, I'll be there by and by. Don't you think these books of hay are pretty plain?
place for us to play. So come with me, my sweet young thing, I'll give to you my golden ring. And he took off his ring of gold. Pretty miss, to this behold, freely will I give it for your maiden head. Her cheeks they blush like the roses red. Come give that ring into my hand, I will neither stay nor stand. For your ring it is worth much more to me than 20 maiden heads, said she. Poops of hay, she leapt on his horse and she tore away. Called, he called, but he called in vain. But Joan, she ne'er looked back again. Nor did she think herself quite safe, not till she come to a true love's gate. Robbed him of his horse and ring, she's left him to range in the meadows green.
It's supposed, in a way, I suppose, to be a true story, but certainly based on true stories, because things like this happen. That is to say, they do and they don't. Because in this one, what's threatened actually doesn't happen.
A full-dressed ship, like the sun a-glittering, come faring down to their relief. As soon as this glad news was shouted, it banished all their care and grief. Our ship brought to, no longer drifting, safe in St. Vincent Cape Virtue lay. You seamen all who hear my story, pray you're never seeing the light again.
I've got to play a tune for you now, March. It's a tune I wrote about 12 or 15 years back, and I called it Carthy's March. I don't know who it's in honour of. I actually wrote this in my sleep. I dreamt it and woke up and wrote it down, which makes a difference because most of what I write, I'm unconscious. There's a slight difference, you know.
Yeah, I'm all la 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 of Polly the rout has now begun. And we must go and march into the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. We'll go and fight those cruel wars in high Germany. Oh, Willie Long, oh, Willie, come list what I do say. My feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. Besides, my dearest Willie, I am with child by thee. Not fitting for the warming up in the high Germany. I'll buy for you a horse, my love, and on it you shall ride. And all my delight shall be in a riding by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, get married by and by. My true love from me, likewise my brothers three. They sent them to the warm up in high Germany. My friends I do not value, my foes I do not fear. Now my lover's left me, I wander far and near. And when my baby is born and smiling on my knee, I'll think on lovely Willie in high Germany.
And she sat herself down in the stern of the boat, and it's off for the ship the bold sailors did steer. And it's off for the ship they did steer. And when they've arrived alongside of the ship, oh, the captain, he spat out his chew. He says, first you will lie in my arms all this night, and then I'll hand you to my jolly young crew. Then I'll hand you right back to my crew. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, this young girl, she cried. That is just what I've been waiting for I'd grown so weary of my maidenhead as I walked all alone on the rocky gold shore. As I walked all alone on the shore. So she sat herself down in the stern of the ship. How the moon it shone gentle and clear, and she sung so meek, genteel and complete. She sung sailors and captain right off to sleep. She sung sailors and captain to sleep. And she's robbed them of silver, she's robbed them of gold, and she's plundered their bright costly wearer. And the captain's bright sword she's took for an oar, and she's paddled right back to that rocky gold shore. And she's paddled right back to the shore. Oh, wormy man drunk, oh, wormy man mad, oh, were they sunk deep in despair, that they let her away with her beauty so gay, that again she's a maiden who walks on the shore. That again she's a maid on the shore. No, your men were not drunk, and your men were not mad, nor were they sunk deep in despair. But I deluded your crew, and likewise yourself too, and again I'm a maiden who walks on the shore, and still I'm a maid on the shore.
It's a ragtime tune called Porcupine.
Did a 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. sail with the rest on a Liverpool packet bound for the northwest. We anchored one day in the harbour of Cork, then we put out to sea for the port of New York, and we'll row, row, well, this row, them Liverpool gals, they had put us in tow. For 32 days we was hungry and sore, the winds they was a Guinness and the gales they did roar. When off Battery Point we dropped anchor at last with our jig boom over, and the canvas so fast, and we'll row, rubble is row, them Liverpool gals, they have put us in tow. And the boarding house masters, they was off in a trice, and a shouting and a promise, and all was nice. One fat old crimpy got cotton to me, and he said I was foolish to follow the sea in the row. Rowble is row, them Liverpool gals, they have got us in tow. And says he, there's a job as is waiting for you, with lashings of liquor and nothing to do. What do you say, lad, will you jump a two? And says I, you old rascal, I'm damned if I do. And we'll row, row, well, this row, them Liverpool gals, they have put us in tow. Best of intentions, they never goes far after 32 days at the door of a bar. I tossed off me liquor, and what do you think? Oh, this dirty old bastard, he doctored me drink, and we'll row. Rubble is row, them Liverpool cows, they have got us in tow. And the next I remember, I woke in the morn, and a three skies a yard about south round horn. One suit of oilskins and two pairs of socks, and now 6 quid advance in the Fordham mid-box, and we'll row. Rowble is row, them Liverpool gals, they have put us in tow. So come all you young fellas who follow the sea, keep a watch on your drink when it's give you for free. Pay no attention to runner or when your hat's on your head and your foot's on the shore, and we'll row. Rowble is row, them Liverpool gals, they have cars in tow.
A bunch of tunes. First one's called The Bride's March, or the Unst Wedding March. It's a sobriety test. I've no idea when, I mean, I read that in a book. But what is it? The last one on the floor buys the round or something? I don't know. Seems all wrong. But anyway, that's what it is. And then we'll do the Keelman's Perdition. And a tune called Show Me the Way to Wallingford. I didn't write the names of these things. And the last tune's called Beverly.
begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and rest. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. I've a pocket for me oatmeal and another for me salt. I've a pair of little crutches, you should see how I can halt. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. There's patches on me fusty coat and a black patch on me ear. But when it comes to tuppenny ale, I can see as well as be. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. My breeches, they are noble toes, but my heart is free of care. As long as I've me belly full, me backside can go bare. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. Heed no master's bell. Your manner'd be daft to be a king when beggars live so well. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. There's a bed for me where'er I lie, and I don't pay no rent. I've got no noisy looms to mind, and I am well content. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and rest. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
This is Sauvé.
Okay.
Sauvé, Sauvé, all on a day, she dressed herself in man's array, with a sword and a pistol all by her side, to meet her true love. To true love who waited ride. As she was riding over the plain, she met a true love and bid him stand. You're a gold and silver kind, sir, she said, or else this moment your life I'll have. And when she'd warned him all this store, she says, kind sir, there is one thing more. A call and ring which
which I know you have. Deliver it, your sweet life to save. Oh, that golden ring a token is, my life I'll lose, the ring I'll say. Be in tender hearted just like a dove, she rode away from her true love. Next morning in the garden green, just like true love, yes, they were seen. Oh, he spied his watch hanging by her clothes. It made him blush like any rose. Oh, what makes you blush? It's so silly a thing. I thought to have at your golden ring. It was I that robbed you all on the plain. So here's your watch and your gold again. I did intend, and it was to know if that you were my true love or no. For if you'd have given me that ring, she said, I'd have pulled the trigger and shot you dead.
The hen's mast in the midden and the four-poster bed. This is where the violin imitates the clucking of a barnyard fowl, and I do hope I got that right. Three, four.
You've been listening to a vintage concert here on the Deverell Spoken Root Show with Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy, performing live at Nellie's in Beverley on the 23rd of January 1989. And we're playing that in tribute to Dave Swarbrick, who died recently. But what a fantastic concert that has been.
You could smell the beer, Max, couldn't you?
You certainly could. Just fabulous playing. I hope you've enjoyed that. And if you've enjoyed it so much you want to hear it again, you can do for 30 days.
Wow.
Because we will be posting it up there on the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/radioleeds. Look for the Deverell Spoken Root Show, and there you'll be able to hear this classic footage as much as you like for the next 30 days. So, if it's whetted your appetite for concert footage from the BBC, then I'm pleased to say that next week on the programme, at the same time, 8 o'clock, there's another special in which we give you another chance to hear Chris Drever live in concert from the Saltaire Live Room, which he performed there earlier on this year. Another chance to hear that great concert, which we heard a bit ago, but you can listen to it again next week from 8 o'clock here on the Deverell Spoken Root Show here on BBC Radio Leeds.
Oh, I can't wait.
Gary Copley follows next, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.